He who has the bride is the groom, but the groom's friend who stands by and listens for him rejoices greatly at the groom's voice. So this joy of mine is complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. John 3:29-30. How often do we want to find greatness, or to be the center of attention? How often do we get into the mindset of thinking that everything should revolve around us? We often look for what can put us into the spotlight, to have that next viral video or post on Facebook, to be the next chicken nugget tweet, which, if I remember right, that was one of the most retweeted tweets on Twitter. In this world of reality TV and social media, where anyone with a camera has the potential to become a star, that is what many people focus on. They ask, how can I become greater? How can I get more likes, more retweets, more followers? They fall into the trap of pride, where all of their focus is on themselves. Here, in these verses, we see John the Baptist talking to his disciples when they came to him complaining about Jesus becoming more popular than John. You see, John had no problem with this, as he knew who Jesus was, and that he was only there to prepare the people for Jesus. Much like an opening act preparing the crowds at a concert for the headline band. John understood that his role was fulfilled once Jesus' ministry started, and thus needed to diminish, while Jesus' ministry was to become greater. In this time of YouTube and Instagram stars, and everyone looking for their 15 seconds of fame, we need to take a page from John the Baptist's playbook and realize that it is not about us. We need to look less at how we can bring ourselves fame and glory, and look at how we can point people to the one who deserves all glory. We need to decrease while God must increase. In other words, we need to tell ourselves that I got nothing.